I feel like every team has the same opportunities when I'm going to the free agency. I don't want to say anybody has any advantage, because at the end of the day, we're going to look what they have and how much they want me.
So, yeah, the Yankees do not have an advantage. All 30 teams have the same advantage, which we know is not true because he said he wants to go to a winning team. So if the White Sox pony up $700 million, I don't think he's going to Chicago. That is a coached player. Juan Soto has said and talked like this, and I know many people have been talking about it. It sounds like he's in past tense mode with this team. Even Aaron Boone, when talking about Juan Soto, kind of spoke in past tense. I think they all understand that it's very he intends to go out on free agency, and he intends to enjoy it, much like Judge did. Now, we all felt like, I'll just take it to Judge. Now, Judge was a little bit more, I want to be here, kind of a little bit, but he spoke the same kind of stuff, and we had no idea. He was going to San Francisco. Aaron Judge is leaning towards San Francisco. We all thought, we had no idea what was going on. Now he's doing interviews saying it was always New York. I never wanted to leave New York. I mean, you know, we have no idea what Juan Soto's thinking. He's not going to allow us to know what he's thinking. He's going to hit free agency. He's been planning for this moment for 6 years. He's earned every bit of this. And he is not going to make any other team think it's an uphill battle. That against the New York Yankees, they're going to have to outbid every. Like, he's going into this. He knows exactly what to say. He's been coached by his leadership group. He's been coached by his agent. He is not going to give any sort of leanings in any way, shape, or form on what he plans or intends to do at all. He was asked about the Mets, and he's like, I have no idea who's going to, you know, approach me with a contract, but I will listen to anybody who does. Like, that's it. We've known this forever. There is nothing he could have said, nothing, that would have made me feel any different about the Yankees' chances in retaining him in free agency. Nothing. Unless he came back with, you know, me and Hal talked yesterday, and I think that something would be in the works in the next few days. Like, other than that, like, even if he said, yeah, you know, I really loved it here, and we'll see. Like, you know, I'd love to talk to the Yankees because I did have a great time. Like, that wouldn't make me feel any better. Like, Juan Soto is going to go out there and try and get the biggest contract he can get. The only thing I will say is that Judge sounded the same, and he went out there and turned down more money to come back to the Yankees. Trey Turner turned down more money elsewhere to go to Philadelphia. I don't think he'll turn down a lot of money, and the Yankees better be willing to write a number that starts with six and has a lot of zeros if they want to retain him. No doubt, I'm not saying he'll come back for a bargain. But I fully believe that there is a, because I think we all understand it. I feel the same way. I feel the same way about Juan Soto's free agency as I always have. Always. He is going to go out there and try and get the most amount of money he can. And the Yankees are going to give him an enormous number. It probably won't be the biggest. If Steve Cohen is interested in him, the Mets are probably, and maybe even some, I have no idea. But I would think for sure the Mets are probably, if this thing becomes a bidding war, going to give him more money than the New York Yankees. I think that's probably fair to say. Here's what I'll say. I think there is a decent enough chance to feel somewhat optimistic if you're a New York Yankee to understand how much Hal Steinbrenner believes in stars, believes that that's the business. We talk about Hal Steinbrenner's business. His business is retaining superstars. He goes out and gets Cole. He brings back Judge. This is a guy who's now been in his uniform. The fans love. You see how great he is. He's 26 years old. He believes that superstars are part of the machine that make him the money he makes if you think Hal's just a businessman. And I do think they will offer him a contract that there is a chance that it's big enough and close enough to the Mets that he will choose to stay. I think that's on the table. A lot of people don't, that he'll go for whatever. If they offer him $10 more, he'll go for the $10. Like, okay, maybe. I don't know, maybe. I do think it's on the table that if the Yankees give him a number he's comfortable with and it's close enough to the highest bid he got, that he will take it and stay with the Yankees. He had his best year ever, and it's a Hall of Fame career already. He had his best year ever playing next to Aaron Judge. They were just in the World Series. I know we now view them, and you view them, as a loser franchise and a bunch of losers, and they just lost the World Series. They're a bunch of bums. He just played in the World Series with this team. I think that would constitute, for most people, as a winning organization. And if they pony up and get close enough, I think there's a chance. I also think there's a chance he's down for every dollar and he's gone. Same how I always felt. And some of the comments coming out of here, whether it's about his teammates and ownership, or whether it's about every team is involved, or whether it's about, you know, I'm going to enjoy myself and we'll see how it goes, or whatever else he says, it's all the same thing. He's not giving you any of his leanings. He might not even know right now, 5 minutes after losing the World Series. It might take time for him to come to grips with the idea of no longer being a Yankee and whether or not that affects him. He might not know exactly how he'll treat this free agency just yet. But what he does know is how to answer questions. And I wouldn't read into any of it, good, bad, or indifferent at all. He's going to hit free agency. He wants everybody to believe they're in on it. He doesn't want to give any leanings about how he feels about anything. He doesn't want to make the Yankees think they can offer him a less number. He doesn't want anybody else to think the Yankees are going to retain him. He wants radio silence until he starts getting offers. And so he's not messing around. And he's well coached on that. Maybe they should hire Scott Boras as the manager of the Yankees, because Juan Soto is certainly well coached on what to say. Mike in South Amboy. What's up, Mike?
Hey, man, you just hit my point exactly. Game one, I thought was on Boone. Mm-hmm. All the other games were on the players. It is what it is.
Yeah, I agree.
I would love to blame Boone for all the losses or whatever, but that's just not the situation. But with Juan Soto and his reaction in the post game interview, he just sounded like he was like, I'm neutral. I don't know. I can't tell you anything, but I really would have liked to hear him be like a little more Yankee-esque, we're going to get it, guys. Like,
he's not going to say that. And thank you for the call. He's not going to say, we're going to get it, guys. He's not going to indicate he has intentions of coming here. Staying here. He's not going to do that. He's not going to say, oh, yeah, no, we got unfinished business here. Well, he's not going to say that. He's no longer a Yankee. This is it. Time's up. They're going to have to sign him to another contract. And he wants to enjoy free agency, and God bless him. The guy turned down $400 million to get to this point. He's going to live it up. He's going to go talk to teams. He's going to see if there's any crazy numbers out there. Maybe there's a crazy number we don't see coming. Who knows? Maybe the Toronto Blue Jays tried to get Ohtani. Maybe the Toronto Blue Jays offer him $750 million. I have no idea. And neither does he, so he's going to stay with it.